SQL injection attacks can be prevented by sanitizing and filtering the input data. You should use parameterization, so no string concatenation. Whenever you create a raw SQL statement, always use SQL parameters. And you can also use stored procedures. Into those, you can pass in input data, again using parameters. And even if you need to compose dynamic SQL, you can use SP, what's the name of it? Execute SQL or something like that. And to this command, is it SP exec? Oh, I'm just usually copying this from the other piece of the code. I would quickly Google it. Anyways, let's assume that it's SP exec, and then you can pass the parameterized SQL statement. You can pass the parameters. You can compose this dynamically. Yet still, those parameters will make sure that no, let's say, code with the vulnerability or some invalid characters can be injected, and that it would be affecting your transact SQL.